a lot of trees.
Climbed.
Okay. If a child's about to go to bed, but he's going to say his prayers first, you'd say he did what beside the bed?
Knelt.
Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling kind of tired, you might say, well, I think I'll down for a while.
Lie down.
Yeah. And talking about somebody who's pretty sick, you might say, well, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Just lay in bed all day.
All right. And things that you begin to see in your sleep, you say you begin to...
Dream.
Yeah. When you say last night I...
Dreamed.
I had...
Dreamed.
About that before. Okay. And you might say I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I...
Woke up.
What would you say I did if I brought my foot down pretty hard on the floor?
Stomped.
Yeah, okay. And if a fella was at a party and he wanted to see that a girl got home, okay, what might he ask her? He'd say, may I...
Take you home, or see you home sometime, but take you home, I think, be.
Does take you home or see you home imply either walking or riding, do you?
I think it does. I don't think there'd be any difference.
What do those phrases imply? Which one, walking or riding?
I think it could be either one. I guess maybe see you home might imply walking more than
mm-hmm.
riding, and take you home might mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never thought about mm-hmm. that.
Is there anything if you were going to give her a ride in your car, may I
take you home? Some folks would say carry you home.
To mean riding in a
mm-hmm.
car. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to get a boat up on land, you might tie a rope to it and do what?
Pull it out.
Yeah, and if you're having car trouble, you might ask somebody to get behind you and give you a
push or shove.
Okay. What if you were carrying something, like a big trunk? Instead of saying you carried that thing for a block, you'd say, kind of implying that you had to struggle with it, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you're telling us about struggling with a heavy object. Anything you'd say besides just carried?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. Would you ever use the word lugged?
Lugged. That might. Yeah, that might be.
What about the word toted?
I'd never say that. Some people do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Toted something.
Mm-hmm. Older people, again?
Probably old. I think so, older. I mm-hmm. believe that would be.
Yeah. Does the word tote imply something heavy to you, or could it be anything?
Oh, no, I think it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think lug might imply something heavy.
Mm-hmm. All right. I say if a little child's playing in the kitchen, mother might warn him about the stove. She might say, well, now that stove's very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you needed a hammer, you might say to me, that hammer.
Give me that hammer.
Mm-hmm. Or if I don't have it, I'm going to have to get it from somewhere, you might say, give me that hammer.
Bring me that hammer.
Okay. This is a child's game. I imagine you played, you know, tag or chase, something like that. Do you remember if there was a place that you could run to where you'd be safe, nobody could tag you?
I think that was home base.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to
catch it.
Yeah, I threw it to you and you
caught it.
Yeah, every time I've thrown it, you've
caught it.
Okay. And if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there before you do, I'll
call you, or I'll wait on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if your father has a hired man working for him, he might say, well, if the guy's not doing his work, he might say, I hate to do it, but I'm just going to have to
let him go. Mm-hmm. Or fire him.
What about I'm going to have to get
rid of him?
Okay. And the guy might come back and said, oh, come on,
give me another chance.
All right. A fellow who has always smiling and laughing, somebody might say of him, well, he sure has a good sense of
humor.
Okay. What about if a boy leaves his best pen out on his desk and when he